Listener production.
An 8-vehicle collision on the Southern Outlet and budget estimates reveal the cost of our speeding fines. A light shower or two today, heading to a top of 18 degrees. I'm Tessa Randello and this is your Hobart Local News. 8 vehicles and a bus crashed in 2 different incidents on the Southern Outlet last night, causing lengthy delays in peak hour traffic. Luckily, no serious injuries were reported, with just one passenger taken to the Royal Hobart Hospital for assessment. Police are now urging anyone with dashcam footage to come forward. Rates are on the way up again by another 25 basis points. The Reserve Bank has increased the official figure to 4.1%, saying inflation is still too high despite passing its peak. It'll add an extra $76 a month to the average $500,000 mortgage. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he understands it'll create more mortgage misery.
This will make life much harder for people with a mortgage. I do expect that there will be a lot of Australians who will find this decision difficult to understand and difficult to cop.
The government's being accused of withholding important information about the Macquarie Point Stadium. State Growth Secretary Kim Evans says his department provided advice for the Premier, who hasn't made any of it public. Shadow Economic Development Dean Winter says it will be brought up in Parliament, with the opposition and Greens convinced details have been kept secret.
The question for the House in 2 weeks' time will be, does it hold the Premier of Tasmania in contempt?
State Development Minister Guy Barnett, responsible for the stadium, says he's received none himself. The Premier's also revealed a construction start date for 2025 for the Macpoint Stadium. It's due for completion by the end of 2028, with financial penalties if the state doesn't meet that date. Tasmanians have shelled out $3.2 million for speeding fines since new cameras were set up in September. Deputy Premier Michael Ferguson is dismissing suggestions that they're revenue raising.
We haven't set out with a revenue motive. It's a road safety motive. And I hope that we can drive down the number of people being caught as awareness increases that it isn't anywhere, anytime approach.
Legislative changes will soon be made so drivers caught using their mobiles can be charged and fined. And a group of Tasmanian doctors are joining calls to end native logging in Tasmania. Supporters of the industry say their concerns are short-sighted, but were being warned the practice is contributing to the greatest health crisis facing the planet. Tasmanian GP Dr. Darren Briggs says climate change can affect our health.
Conditions like heart failure or kidney failure or cancer, then increasing heat makes those conditions worse.
Aussie captain Pat Cummins has hinted there'll be no surprises in the 11 to face India in the World Test Championship final starting from tonight. Scott Boland has beaten Michael Nisa for the final bowling spot, and Cummings says the rest will be played by familiar faces.
Yeah, Scotty will play. Yeah, we'll probably name the 11 tomorrow, but yeah, dare say, no surprises.
Ange Postecoglou's made history, becoming the first Aussie to be appointed manager of an English Premier League side. The former Socceroos coach will take over the hot seat at Tottenham, signing a 4-year deal.